please have your attention, but I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's a different party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming. Leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door.
How can we start an October show without at least one zombie theme, right? Got to do
Absolutely.
Zombies in October. Why not?
I mean, Absolutely.
For instance, the government has gone back to work, so that means the zombies will not be. Well, I guess they were loitering in public places. Now they'll have to go back into the federal offices and loiter.
Actually,
there.
all the zombies were the ones that were crowded around the TV following the phony baloney excitement on Fox News talking about it's the end of the world. We're
right.
all gonna die.
Are you saying that because of, like, some strange flu or because they were afraid the government would never open again?
Oh, well, you know, it was just, oh, no, you know, we're not going to have money to, you know, to fund the Department of Stopping Baby Seals from Being Clubbed. Oh, look, it's the Democrats' fault, you know.
Right.
Everybody knew
what,
in the 11th hour they were going to come and they were going to do what they always do, you know, and they pat each other on the back.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever
yes.
was. Listen, the inevitability of the financial resetting, collapse, if you will, it's just there's no way to avoid it. The question is a when, not if. We know that here. We talk about, you know, bodies racked with cancer, how we can't put more of the stuff in that caused the cancer and expect it to get well. Of course, this is what they do all the time in the financial system. Again, 100
right.
years in the making, Federal Reserve Act of 1913 leading to what? The Federal Reserve disaster of 2013 and everything in between pretty much. Now, if we talk about some things we're doing. By the way, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Super Don, of course, Matt's on the board. If you'd like to call in this hour, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. We're going to hear from Joni Abbott Cox soon. She's going to balance all this raw masculine energy here. We love her for that. And more than that, she's brilliant. She's bright. She's lovely. Now, the zombie story, though, has got you bugged out a little bit because, Superdome, we were talking before, and if you missed the preview of the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're missing out on a lot of, you know, laughter, light frivolity as we kind of get ready, get you the behind-the-scenes look of what we do in prepping for the show each day here on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN. But Dr. Manny Alvarez, our favorite Fox News doctor, who will defend vaccines, unless the needles are coming to him, perhaps, but he's really upset about the obsession, evidently, with zombies, with the walking dead. Now, Subran, you know this show. I apologize. I don't. If I did, I would admit it. But no, this show I don't know. What is this walking dead show that he hates so much?
It's a fabulous show. I think it's in season four now, and it's on AMC, and it's, you know, I mean, it's a well-written, well-directed, visually impressive show about a, you know, this virus, and it's a common, you know, idea. We've seen movies about this where, you know, there's a virus and it turns people into zombies and people are trying to survive in this post-apocalyptic, you know, type of scenario. But, yeah, you know, Dr. Manny, for some reason, he just kind of lost it here. He's talking about how The Walking Dead is hurting American society. And I'm like,
really?
Dude, this is, yeah, this is a
Dr.
fictional...
Manny, you're hurting American society promoting vaccines. Oh, well, it's worse than that, but...
It's just silly. And then he goes on talking about how, You know, it inspires fantasies of monsters possessed by an uncontrollable rage to kill, and the viewers get a thrill imagining what it would be like to participate in this. Get this, he says, New World Order. And I'm like, oh, man, wow. You didn't say that, did you?
The new zombie world order.
But then he goes from there into going, we also see this zombie obsession in many video games. And I was like, no, you didn't just now start going into, oh, well, video games
that's
that are violent.
That's not new. Super. I mean, even when, you know, all those pinball machines, all those things we had growing up, there were zombie themes back then. It's not like it just started.
Next thing I'm waiting for is him to start talking about how rock and roll is turning kids into, you know, mass murderers and stuff. Because that's same thing that, you know, we've seen in the past. So, you know, he just goes on and on about how, you know, people should not be worried about zombies and thinking about zombies and entertainment. Get this, entertainment should help us soothe our brains so that we can ease our minds of some of the stress of our daily lives.
Yeah, and he probably thinks statin drugs should be put in the water supply.
Dude needs a beer.
Well, definitely, you are fired up about this, I have to say.
I hate this. I hate this. And, you know, it's really funny because I saw this story this morning, and I was like, well, okay, hey, a zombie story. And then I'm reading along, and guess what? Another zombie story in the current
news
cycle.
Not more zombie stories.
More zombie stories. Now, I've seen this talked about, and it's really weird, okay? There's this drug, and the name of the drug is Crocodile, and it's spelled with a K, and you know, it's kind of a funky, you know, spelling of it. But apparently this drug, I guess it's something that was very popular in Russia, has made its way here to our shores. And this drug is the most disgusting, horrible thing I have ever seen in my life. But they're referring to it as a flesh-eating zombie drug that kills you from the inside out.
From the inside out, yeah, I see this. And listen, you know, the big question you have here, because kids and youth and even adults, I mean, have all looked for escape mechanisms since, I don't know, maybe since, self-medication since time began. Yeah. Because life is rough and tough, and it's too rough and it's too tough. And, you know, the further we drift from the things that really matter, and Manny Alvarez, you probably mean well, but you don't know what really matters because you won't speak out against the things that are really turning kids into zombies. And it kind of harkens back to what we talked about last hour with Sally Fallon Morrell. You know, the fact that you've taken food and it's no longer food. And I speak of my own example of how it zombified my body long before it should have been. You know, getting all these old age diseases first in childhood and having to undo it and rebuild a healthy body. I mean, literally, preservatives, additives, colorings, flavorings. Of course, you know, the vaccines that he's so fond of, Manny Alvarez. And, and by the way, because I know if you think, oh, he's just making that up. I saw him, he was interviewed on Carol Alt's show a couple of weeks back. And Carol had another guest who really couldn't go head to head with Manny on this. I wish they had me or Liam on with that one. That would have been much more interesting. You know, like I said, she's getting better with each show. She's going to do more, which I'm excited about. But like I said, Dr. Alvarez, just leave it alone. I thought that show, the zombie show, was actually a reality TV show. You know, because
It's not. It's a great show. I love it. I've seen every episode. But it's, you know, look, it's disposable entertainment. I mean, you know, there is a place for that. And I
I'm not going to argue against you. I mean, if you want to stand up and say all of the people that are watching this show, watch it, go over to Super Don's and said watch.
How about all the
shows?
People watching Fox News? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happens
zombies.
To people who watch Fox News all the time, you know?
Well, if they follow the advice of the doctors on there, they're not listening to Carol Alt, who's the one bright shining light, in my opinion, on Fox News. But that's another story. So, all right, the drugs. My sense of, you know, losing purpose or not having purpose. Of course, you're going to be driven to try and escape whatever reality you don't like. And, of course, these drugs, it's not, like I said, it's not new. What's new, perhaps, is the synthetic varieties that are out there that become more dangerous and more deadly, as we've seen, because the plants of creation that can alter your mind are mild in comparison and may actually have some level of benefit, as we've seen, like, for instance, with cannabis, that has genuine, tremendous medicinal value for folks with cancer, with pain issues and other things. But when you're doing this, this is like taking, you know, the pharmaceutical Erector sets and putting it on its own form of synthetic acid, or LSD.
Yeah, this stuff is horrible, and it's not real common, but they're talking about it because it is so horrendous. But really, we want to talk about illicit drug use. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the drugs that we have talked about that have really overtaken, statistically speaking, right, the underground market, which are prescription drugs that are being just absolutely abused and that are causing the real addiction out there. It's not marijuana.
Do you remember one of the Healing Revolution Fridays, we had Dr. King, and he was telling me about his, because his son was high school age, and he was hearing about these parties where they would literally, all the kids were raiding their dad's and mom's medicine cabinets, and they would bring it into like a big bowl, and they would just reach in and start taking these prescription medications.
I've never heard of that before. That is really reckless. I mean, talk about playing Russian roulette, right?
Oh,
I mean,
seriously?
You have no idea. But in reality, though, I mean, the market out there, I mean, you are seeing painkillers. Painkillers that are being sold and in the schools by the kids. And it's a really big problem. I don't know how to address this in a way that is going to effectively stop this from being the problem that it is, but it has completely dwarfed all of the other drug, just say no, Nancy Reagan, I mean, that is way, that's just a thing.
We're way beyond that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you have an idea of what to do, or if you know or confirm what we've just talked about here, you can call me at 866-939-2355. 866-939-2355. We've got about a minute before the break. I want to bring Joni Abbott Cox into the conversation here. She's so kind and loving to just jump in on this. I don't even know if she knows what we're talking about here, because I hardly know what we're talking about on this front. But there is a story that we definitely need her perspective on in just a moment. But Joni, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. I do know what you guys are talking about because I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, well, that's good news. Well, we love having. Listen, I'm going to give you a sense of where this is going, because I'm concerned about Super Don. He's got a really deep.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Okay. He's got a really deep, booming voice. And there's a study out that says something in relation to relationships and men with deep voices, it's not really that good. And I need your perspective. We got to help Super Don out, okay?
Sure will.
She's game. All right, Super. I'm going to help you out after the break. Isn't that sweet? All right, you're listening to Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Joni Abbott Cox is joining us for a little while here. We're glad to have her on board. robertscottbell.com for all of the links, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of it. Oh, my gosh, they figured out something else causes cancer? So who did this? We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
How are you all doing?
Where's Isaac Hayes?
There you go. Isaac Hayes. Who are some deep voices out there that got the same problem that Super Don had? And I'm just teasing Super Don.
Problem?
It's not a problem. I guess it depends. Depends on your perspective. I mean, this study is rather interesting. I don't know. Men with deeper voices have an advantage in attracting women, but mostly if they're looking for a fling.
Fling.
Now, I asked my wife, honey, you know, you're married to a guy that's got, I don't know if my voice is really that deep, but I said, wouldn't you rather be with somebody who talks like this? She said, no, absolutely not. So I'm wondering, I got to check with Joni here. Joni Abbott Cox is joining us here. She's got her own show, Homegrown Health, on naturalnewsradio.com, of course. And, you know, we need to check from time to time with the fairer sex, as they say. What is going on? Does deep voice men's story make bad mates? What do you make of this?
I don't think so. I think they'd be fun to listen to for a long time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
But
you're welcome.
I don't know. I mean, this says, well, they're just good for a short time, and then you want to get rid of them and go on to the next one. But, you know, I don't follow this story. I'm thinking men, manly, deep voice. Why is that going to be bad for, you know, long-term, you know, relationships?
Yeah, I think it could have a very, I don't think it's bad for long-term relationships. In fact, I think it could be very, very interesting, and I think it would be, the opposite would be true. If you have a guy talking in a little too high-pitched of a tone, I think you'd want to, like, slap him, like those memes, you know, that you see running around like Batman with Robin. It's the flu virus. It's a cold. No, don't prescribe antibiotics. You'd be like, don't talk to me for a little while. On the ears.
This is some weird stuff. I mean, this guy here from the Department of Psychology, Neuroscience, and Behavior. Apparently says that women who thought that men with lower pitched voices were cheaters like them for short term flings.
Okay.
That gets maybe they could talk like Barry White.
Yeah.
I don't even my voice isn't that low. But you know, I don't know. This is just a strange thing. I still don't understand why they feel the need to do studies on stuff like this, because I mean really, how enlightened are you now by the results of this study?
Well, and also, you know, the obsession you have with Fran Drescher's voice, the nanny, Super Don, that concerns me.
Oh, really? I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay.
Of course, denial. There it is. Denial. Oh, there's the relationship segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've solved another problem, and of course, embarrassed Don along the way.
I'm not embarrassed.
Not at all.
I'm
not
proud of my voice.
Joni, thank you for helping us out here. Now, there is a serious story. Yeah, there's a serious story. And relationships that people love. They dig talking relationship stuff, and they love the men with high voices like this. Of course, that's a different story altogether. But there is a story here, and it comes out of the World Health Organization. We decided that they weren't the World Health Organization. They're like, what did we say they were? Over-medicated or over-drugged?
We're heavily over-medicated. That's what it's
Yeah, so the WHO is we're heavily over-medicated. And
nice.
This is an astonishing story because we weren't sure about this. We were thinking maybe this could be a moment of duh, but nah, it doesn't need to be. What causes cancer? Well, according to the World Health Organization, they say air pollution.
Oh, thank
air
you.
Air pollution. We didn't
Yay.
Know this. We always thought that the smog and the soot and the mercury in the air was just so good for us. And now that they've officially declared air pollution a carcinogen, we can all go to sleep and comfortably knowing that the WHO has our back because they're out there cleaning the world's environment.
Oh, yes, yes. Them and the EPA and FEMA, yes. Thank you, everyone.
Well, and it's just so funny. It's just so funny because, I mean, air pollution's been around for, I don't know, a year or two, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there have been all kinds of studies that have been done. I mean, listen, there is a website you can go on to see what the air quality is like in your city.
I wonder why they had that. But they didn't have any evidence that it was a danger. And, of course, what was
black lung? We had to wait until the WHO came out and officially made air pollution a carcinogen.
By the way, you want to undo it?
A carcinogen.
You want to undo it? The outdoor air pollution formula from our good friends at King Bio, Dr. Frank King. They have an outdoor air pollution formula to help detoxify. Of course, we always talk about increasing selenium levels, detoxifying the liver, all the good things you learn about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, we have got to take a break here, and when we come back, Joni Abbott-Cox is going to stick around, and we're going to talk about the healthcare workers in Los Angeles County having to wear masks, but it's not for Halloween. You could probably guess it has something to do with the wrong-headed view that germs cause disease and that the flu really exists outside of the 16% that they've actually validated it. So stand by for that and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com, GCN. And, of course, lots more healing to go. Give us a call right now, 866-939-2355.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Where are the zombies really? Because, you know, off the air, you know, we had Joni and Super Don going at it because one likes that show. The other one says, no, enough of the zombies already. And, you know, the zombies are really, where are they? They're in allopathic medicine. They're the doctors. They're the nurses who blindly acquiesce to the vaccine industrial complex obsession to inject anything that moves, that breathes, that makes a noise of any kind. And, you know, not the least of which is, of course, the phony flu season. We've covered it on the air. We just had Dr. Brian Hooker on talking about the fact that these flu shots in pregnancy causing spontaneous abortion, causing miscarriages. And, you know, the other stories coming out, the medical analysts recognizing that they don't even know how to diagnose the flu. If you got symptoms that look like it, it's automatically the flu. And so you play this thing out in the allopathic world that they're zombies. They don't ask questions. They don't see. In fact, those things that they make you wear on your face, they're wearing them over their eyes and over their ears so they can't see and hear the facts that we're revealing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in Los Angeles.
You know what? Listen, I'm going to start a campaign against Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss wrote a book about green eggs and ham. Now, green eggs and ham could only be green if it were using artificial food coloring, which we know is something that is dangerous and people should not be eating. So, I think childhood poetry should be banned because green food coloring is bad for you. Is that not true?
Are you on the crocodile? What's going on over there?
You're
banning Dr. Seuss?
Hey, I'm making a connection here. You know, I mean,
no, that link don't fly. I don't think. Okay, I could be wrong.
I will not. With a fox or in a box, I just can't. I'm sorry.
Because the guy he held out pretty long time in that book before he finally said, "I'll eat it," and he liked it. Now
I'm sorry.
The reality is the eggs were growing mold. Either way, you shouldn't have eaten them.
Okay.
But we want the pastured eggs. They're out there. We'll be getting those, of course, the weekend at the Weston Price Foundation's in Atlanta. So that's coming up. Good stuff.
Hey, there are true green eggs. Hens, actually, there are varieties of hens that lay green and blue eggs. It's just not after they're cooked.
No, that's
okay, well, how do you explain the green ham?
It's factory farming. Two words.
This is factory farming, yeah. This is Super Don getting back at us for making fun of his deep, manly voice. All right. Los Angeles to healthcare workers, get a flu shot or wear a mask. And I'm just thinking, you know, it's time to walk away. I know, economically it's hard to do that. But this has gone to the levels of biological, immunological insanity when we know that in maybe about 16% of the cases is there actual influenza involved. And also the fact that the immune system is primary and your ability to prevent it, not so much from the exposure perspective, because we can't stop all exposure. Now, the thing is about this mask wearing, you know, I'm not totally opposed to wearing masks, but I want especially if you get an influenza vaccination, and particularly if you have the flu missed because you will shed virus. But the idea is if you're in a hospital, you're among immunocompromised patients, you don't have to have the flu. Anything you got in your body that wouldn't harm you could harm them because they're immunocompromised. So don't spit on your patients. You know what I'm saying here? It's not about whether you get a flu shot or not, because that doesn't change the fact that the patients are so immunocompromised that anything at all can get them, and most of the things that can get them are actually bred in hospitals and are resistant to all drug treatments. So
there's a statistic out there about infections that, you know, the majority of them are contracted from inside the hospital.
Yeah.
The place where you think you shouldn't get an infection, right?
Nosocomial infections, and these are the infections that typically already have resistance. Now, this morning I trained some registered dietitians for a major drugstore chain that's now getting into a natural product set. They're wanting it on the supplements. And I don't have anything against that, because the more avenues or areas people are going to learn about natural, so I'm fine with that. But the RDs have been raised up as the lapdogs to the medical profession, and they often do not question that which they should question. And there's a change going on out there. But I still, if you can hear it in my voice, I get a little frustrated with these dunderheads, doctors, and even nurses who are still playing along with this concept and ignoring the fact that the patients that are immunocompromised are going to get sick whether you wear a mask or not. And, of course, the injections with influenza viruses, or even all the other additives, the stabilizers, the adjuvants, all of these things are not helping. It is so in opposite to the reality. You want to talk about zombies, that's why I'm saying the medical community, at least those that are not waking up and saying, no more, you're not going to do this to me. They are part of the zombies that you don't like, as far as Joni, what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I think the mask wearing, I mean, obviously they're falsified in their understanding of what the germ theory is versus, you know, the law of the terrain, which is our absolute favorite, but it's a way of shaming them. I think it's a way of punishment for not getting vaccinated, that they make them wear these masks for 6 months. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you're right. It is punishment. We'll show you. You don't want your flu shot? Here, wear this. Now, obviously, if you're going to still keep your job and do it, I want you to, you know, draw funny faces on it, make it goofy, like Patch Adams would do. So at least you can make the best of it if you can't afford to leave your job and you know you don't want to be assaulted by a vaccine, a flu shot, despite the fact that, again, the influenza is in 84% of the cases, evidently, not even the influenza. So why bother getting vaccinated? You want to help these people? Give them real food in hospitals. They don't even do that. It's 2013, for God's sake, and they're not even giving real organic pastured food. It's just not existing. And nothing in Obamacare will promote that kind of food farming and, you know, real food for folks that need it to get well. I mean, that's why I'm saying we're living in zombie land. Whether you have that movie or show that Superdome, we're living it. That's the reality. That's the reality out there.
It's the true Amen. Twilight Zone. It is when everything in the hospitals have aspartame and high fructose corn syrup and maltodextrin and GMOs, and they're giving these immunocompromised patients, especially cancer patients and children especially, they're giving them cookies and candy and lollipops and sugar and cake as a reward. So we are so, I was just talking about this at lunch with some local filmmakers today, that we are at such a disconnect with our society. We have like an eating disorder in our society with the disconnect in our understanding culturally of food.
You have an eating problem? Yes, I eat things that are not even food. And that is a big problem. And you're right. And this is where we see the collapse, the inevitable collapse on so many levels. And again, this is why what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is so unique, because we'll take those healing principles and we'll infuse them into all areas of our life. Instead of disconnecting and disintegrating, it's reintegrating. Following these principles, applying them emotionally, economically, politically, in all of these areas, which is why no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try to save it, we got to save this country, why can't we all just get along? It's too late for that. You can get along, but hold hands as your ship is sinking. It's not, you can't salvage something that is so morally, ethically, and economically bankrupt. So look to reset. Don't wait for them to fully collapse. Do it now. Plant your food, grow your food, talk to your neighbors, clean up the water. Do the things that you know you can do right now, and don't wait, because they're not going to come and save you like you're on a rooftop after Katrina. It's not happening. Am I bumming you out? I'm sorry.
Zombies.
Growing food can be... That's right. You go zombie land, I'll go organic garden. No, it is such a pleasurable experience to be able to grow your own food and to do things like that. So we might even become a happier little community when people start getting to talk to one another and doing the community thing that we should be doing.
Well, you got folks that are just apoplectic over, oh, the Republicans caused the shutdown. Oh, the Democrats. You know, it's like, disconnect. Disconnect from that reality, because that reality is going to harm you if it hasn't harmed you already. And the way to do this is withdraw your energy. It's nonviolent. You don't even need a gun. You take your energy and you put it elsewhere. Don't feed those beasts. And if you see these morning shows or even these talk shows talking about it, it's like they're frenetic. They got these endorphins going when they get on the subject. It's kind of like a Super Don with zombie shows. I don't know what to do.
I get worked up once in a while. But, you know, it's something, you know, along the lines of what you're talking about there, is that having the opportunity to be able to just check out for a while, unplug. Yep. You know, we've talked about this, you and I, quite a few times.
Yep.
Being able to find something that a lot of people don't even think about, something called solitude. You know, learning how to be alone without being lonely. You know, being able to have that time to be able to just, you know, ground yourself and connect. Just turn off the TV. Go for a walk. You know, notice that, hey, those are flowers and plants growing over there. Those are kind of cool. I've never looked at those before. You know, that kind of thing, just getting away from all that stuff and getting into something like, you know, like Joni was talking about, growing your own food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up in the city. You didn't grow your own food. What are you talking about? You know, where are you going to grow it? Yeah, I mean,
there you go. You're being all super again, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know what, listen, when I've had the opportunity to do something like that, to grow vegetables and then be able to, like, pick them and cut them and eat them, yeah, that was a really cool experience. It's like, I made that. I'm eating that, you know, type thing.
It is. It really is.
It goes a long way into just, getting yourself back in tune with things that matter, things that make sense, and getting away
from all the crazy. Listen, you're taking it back to spirit. You are. You're taking it back to the spiritual realm, honestly. And that's the unplugging factor. And you got to find a way to do that every day, because we still have to live in this world as long as you have this physical body. It's that shell that, you know, we drive around while we're here. But if you don't take those times to you know, deeply connect, whether you call it prayer, whether you call it meditation, contemplation, singing sacred words, these are the medicines on the levels that go beyond just the physical nourishment that we also do talk about here, because it is important. As long as you're not one of those that can do without food, we've got to talk about that nourishment on all of those levels. And so, Don, right on from the zombie, you've redeemed yourself totally with that.
Okay, well, thank you.
Being fully
well,
you know,
it's just it's just all part of the journey. It's the journey called life, and these are things that you figure out as you go along, and it's just really cool to be able to share this stuff with other people in the way that we do.
Well, Joni, I'm always happier when you're around, and I appreciate you stopping by today.
Aww.
Very cool. I think you balanced
thank
you
so
out
much.
Some raw dangerous masculinity here.
Ooh, I hope so. I'll put a little estrogen in there for you.
You know, and we didn't even talk about boobies today.
Hey, well,
and no flying turds. What's up with that? Right?
No flying turds either. All right, stand by. Maybe we will after this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com, GCN, all these great places. Tell your friends. And, hey, check out the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. You'll get your daily updates. Wow, it's silly, but we have fun. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need, 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You want to see the Robert Scott Bell Show on the road. Of course, Super Don's still planning to do his Health Freedom Express around the country. We'll keep you up to date on that. A little old RSB. We're going to be coming to Seattle first and foremost. November 6th, Wednesday, I'm scheduled to do a public open free lecture. I think it's free. Yes, take free. Advantage of that. Vitamin Life, and that's in Redmond, Washington. Vitamin Life, Redmond, Washington. The link's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, we'll be all together in Atlanta at the Weston A. Price Foundation's annual convention and conference. It's going to be a wonderful time. Looking forward to that. And we've got those links up. It's the Wise Traditions in Food, Farming, and Healing Arts, and that's the 8th through the 10th of November. And that Friday evening is the 8th. I got 2 hours to just let loose on GI health and anything else you want to talk about. And then later in the month, back in Eustis, Florida, at the Windhorse Theater, plan a healthy date night out. It's a Friday evening. We're going to have a party because it'll be my wife's birthday. So that'll be a fun time to get together. Come on down, wherever you are. So pay attention to the show notes and, of course, our daily video updates. And you can see Super Don's deep, booming voice with a face behind it and lots of funny
faces.
How do you see
my deep, booming voice?
It's the special effects that you throw into the video, Don. That's the only way to do it.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right.
Now, on the flu front, remember the silver hydrosol? We nebulize the silver when you have respiratory challenges. We just put a teaspoon into the nebulizer. My kids do it that way. Really great. Doing the, Better Way Health has the beta 1-3-D glucans that Ty had brought to us, and we're still using that to modulate immunity as well. There's lots of cool stuff. We had the guy from Carnivora, Richard Ostro, on the cancer front. So we got some really cool things. And if you're not sure of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just look in the show notes. The banners are up. They're embedded. These are the things we ask that you support because they support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And we actually utilize those things here. So that's good. Now, can we end on a feel-good story? I mean, there's been enough zombie news stuff. And this one's kind of a mixed bag because, I was talking with you, Don, on the break about this. It's like, gosh, a kid at 11, he dies. He had cancer for like 6 years, and he dies. And here's the case in point where nothing is wasted. Like, if you want to say God's spirit, whatever, doesn't waste anything. We've talked about all the kids that have been damaged by vaccines to the point of autism and other things, but now they're the wet canaries waking everybody up. Right. As tragic as it can be, they're waking up so the other kids don't have to go through it. This little boy, Trevor Sims, died, and he, had a dream to feed the hungry. And yeah. Even in his passing, he was able to successfully do something so extraordinary here. So it is feel good. At any age, you can have such a great impact.
Yeah. Well, a few weeks before he died, he had two wishes, and he was able to.
I lost Super Don. Did you? Yeah. I don't know what happened. He talked about a very serious story here. I'll pick it up in case I don't know if there's a disconnect. And Matt, you'll have to let me know. But he set up and galvanized the community. They raised $34,000 in monetary donations, and 23,000 pounds of food. Don, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you completely. I don't know what happened right there.
You know, no, it's the FDA screwing with our internet again. But
yeah, well.
Yeah, so he conducted this campaign and, you know, raised, you know, all of this money and this food that should feed 200,000 meals, which is, I mean, that's just an extraordinary effort by an 11-year-old kid who's dying of cancer, right? Yeah. And then the other wish that he had was to celebrate his 11th birthday. And he managed to do that, but shortly after that, he did pass away from cancer.
Right. Well, and if we add to this, you know, these kind of kids, again, they're here for a short period of time, and some of them do amazing things. Obviously, our goal here at the Robert Scott Bell Show is to make it so that those kids don't have to perish and leave this planet, because we know of the natural means by which, you know, the creation has been given us all of these gifts of healing. And we know that there are dark forces allied against this. And you know who they are. We talk about them. We don't want to dwell on them, but we also do want to support those who are stepping up, speaking out, you know, like we do every Monday on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batara, with Ty Outside the Box, and Dr. King on Fridays. And, you know, I appreciate, of course, Joni stopping by. She's doing her thing. And Sally, you know, on the food front, you know, getting people back to natural, real, organic foods as our ancestors have grown them. Whatever you think about the diet, let's just clean it up, whatever you decide to do. And we're here to help you do that. And you can just let us know if you want a topic or suggest a guest. Give us a call, 866-939-2355, or go to the website, robertscottbell.com, and let us know what's going on out there. We appreciate you. Super Don, thank you so much. Matt, thank you on the board there. And, of course, we've got lots more healing to go. It's Healing Revolution Friday coming up. Dr. Frank King, I'm hoping that Liam Sheff and I can get together and make you laugh tomorrow. He'll make me laugh. Maybe I'll make him laugh, too. But we got to lighten it up on Friday heading into the weekend. Hope to see you out at one of these events. Please tell everybody about this place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.